From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The director of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation will testify before members of Congress today on what ties President Trump might have had with Russia, plus Mr. Trump's allegation that he was wiretapped at his New York residence at Trump Tower by his predecessor Barack Obama. Representative Adam Schiff is the ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee. He says there are a lot of questions to be answered about Mr. Trump's claim.
From a national security perspective, great concerns if the president is willing to state things like that.
Some members of the president's Republican Party joined Democrats in saying they have no confirmation of Mr. Trump's claim. Devin Nunes is chairman of the House Intelligence Committee.
We don't have any evidence that that took place. And in fact, I don't believe, just in the last week of time, the people we've talked to, I don't think there was an actual tap of Trump Tower.
On Friday, President Trump appeared to distance himself from the claim against President Obama.
We said nothing. All we did was quote a certain very talented legal mind who was the one responsible for saying that on television. I didn't make an opinion on it.
Several congressional panels have launched investigations into Russia's alleged interference in last year's presidential election. Three suicide bombers killed themselves, four others as well, in a village in Umariri near the northeastern Nigerian city of Maiduguri. Eight others were wounded. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the bombings there are similar to previous ones carried out by the Sunni insurgency of Boko Haram. This is VOA News. Iraqi troops have to use extra caution to spare civilians and ancient structures as they fight the Islamic State in the old city of Mosul. We get that story now from Zlatica Hoek.
The Iraqi army, backed by helicopters, advanced on western Mosul and pushed into the area around the Al-Nuri Mosque. Taking the mosque where Islamic State leader gave a much-publicized sermon in July of 2014 is a symbolic victory for the government, but retaking the old city of Mosul is riddled with challenges. Militants are believed to be using suicide bombers to block the advance of government troops. Military officials say fighting in a densely populated old city is extremely difficult. Civilians are streaming out of western Mosul with meager possessions and people wounded by landmines or booby traps. The Iraqi government launched a massive U.S.-backed operation in October to retake Mosul from Islamic State. About 250,000 people have been displaced from the area since the battle began. Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
President Trump, returning to Washington from his vacation home in the state of Florida, said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was acting very badly. His remark, in brief as they were, followed meetings on the missile and nuclear threat posed by Pyongyang. The North was also on the agenda of Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, who completed a three-day Asia trip in Beijing, where he met with President Xi Jinping. Tillerson said they agreed to cooperate to convince Pyongyang to take a different course. And in South Korea, Tillerson warned a military response to the North Korean threat was on the table. Korea analyst Sung-Yoon Lee of Tufts University said that represents a different tone from the past.
Of course, all options are on the table in principle. But for the U.S. Secretary of State to say so on his visit to South Korea, that is a difference, big difference between saying it and not saying it. So whether there is any substance behind that threat or it's just mere bluster remains to be seen.
Meantime, South Korea today said the North's latest rocket engine test showed a meaningful advancement. U.S. Homeland Security officials are scheduled to begin fingerprinting refugees on two Pacific islands. Some of them will eventually come to the United States. Australia pays Nauru and Papua New Guinea to accommodate more than 2,000 asylum seekers. President Trump has reluctantly agreed to accept the refugees under a deal signed by his predecessor, Barack Obama, and Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. Trump, however, has said the pact is a dumb deal. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and always on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.